fishing all the time. Baby going fishing too. Well, Leaf, have you gone fishing with your baby here recently?
Well, yeah. You know, have I went you? Fishing with my babies. Yeah, I got up to Black Pine Lake, I think, since last I saw you.
How'd that go?
Had a lot of fun up there. Camped out with the kids, caught some fish.
Far out.
Yeah, as far as lake fishing goes, though, I would keep it up in those upper elevations.
Yeah.
And because it's sort of starting to warm up a little bit down here. But, mm-hmm. for that matter, you know what else is?
Warming up?
The river.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, just been out on that a lot lately, floating, wading, whatever. You know, it's all pretty much coming into form, and just been having a lot of fun out there, catching a lot of big fish. And
does it seem early, though, to be warming? Or what? I mean, you have a better idea.
No, I've seen it at this stage, or at this height. Right now, but the difference is we just don't have the reserves that are going to be up there behind it. We don't have, like, I look up at those ridge lines like midnight and everything, and it just, that one doesn't have any snow, and a lot of the Hart's Pass drainage that you can see from here, not much snow there either. Some of the Libby Creek headwaters look a little bit better, but you know, we kind of have our microclimates here, but you know, one or two tributaries aren't going to be able to make up the difference. So it is going to be a short little window what has become kind of two halves to me anymore, to a season in this, or I guess you could split it into thirds and not fish the middle third anymore in the summer here. I just, I see hoot owl regulations coming, I'm sure, if the water warms up, like I think it will. And so I am, you know, I'm just looking at doing a lot of fishing here in the spring, a lot of fishing in the fall, and then maybe, you know, heading up into the high country as long as I can breathe the air and we don't have smoke coming here in the summer.
Oh,
please,
God,
knock on wood, fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, we're sitting here at the start of probably a 90-degree spell.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to warm up.
Yeah, and that bumped the river up just a tiny bit. It had been on a very consistent drop because it was sort of cold and had no precip happening. But I noticed it flattened its descent yesterday, and that was because it was sort of warm, and it started to tap into what's left of the snow up there. But, you know, all doom and gloom aside, it's going to be a good season in the beginning and end. Just the fish are going to want us to take a little break on them, I think, in the middle there. But for now, you know, it's snapped out of those cold water tactics that we have to use a lot of time, the nymphing and the swinging some streamers, which would still be effective, and maybe even more in the morning when the water's colder. Yeah. But been getting a lot of good dry fly action. Okay. And that's, I know, what a lot of people come out for.
Sure. Well, keep us posted on that.
Yeah. So, you know, I just, for me, a lot of the, this month is booked up, and I would encourage people to get a hold of me soon if they want to get anything done with me in the fall, because I know there's a lot of stragglers out there, so I'm trying to send this word out to you, stragglers.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. It's just sort of a busy season this year. So I also want to encourage people, if they ever want to call, need some fishing tips, or would like to book a trip. But honestly, if you just ever need to know anything, I'm always here to answer some questions as well. And I want to thank our friends out there at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham for all the great gear that they have. Look for their cool new UV protecting sun clothing, you know, such as very super light long sleeve hoodies and stuff that'll just keep that sun off you, you know, because there's nothing that'll keep the bugs and the sun at bay like just covering up, because DEET and sunblock gets gross after a while.
Yeah, and being on the water, you're kind of getting radiated from top and bottom.
Exactly, yeah. So also want to thank my friends over there at North 40 Fly Shop in Omak, and just encourage folks to check them out online there at northfortyflyshop.com. You can get anything you want sent to your door from them. And hey, as far as getting a hold of me, y'all, 509-429-7298 is the number to call, and you can send me an email at methotfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com, and something has got to cover your skin right now, because it's going to be sunny.
Yeah.
And while you're doing that, get your fish right on, baby.
I said, man, the fish pie, if you got good bait,